placing Israel in the highest category of intelligence threat to the United States. And you could see just American members of Congress, prominent American members of Congress, pretending, you know, Jared Moskowitz or Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others pretending that they didn't know about this. I hadn't heard about this story. You know, it's only, you know, America's greatest ally in their opinion and in their proclamations, spying continuously on the United States, putting bugs in our Secret Service vehicles. Just I can just tell you from experience that, you know, when I go back 20 some odd years, every counterintelligence brief I received, you know, it would have been like, say, when 2002 and 2005, 2008, 2009, you know, in Washington, D.C., when I would receive those briefings, they always listed Israel as a top intelligence threat. They would list the Israelis and the Chinese and maybe one or two others, but the Israelis were always, 20 years ago, a top intelligence threat to the United States. And so here you have America's greatest ally spying on the United States, and you have American members of Congress who are scared to death to even acknowledge that they have heard about it, let alone do anything. So that answers the question there, yeah.
In discussing this yesterday, this very same story with Jeff Sachs, he's of the view, I think you'll agree, that the news is not that Israel's doing that because we all knew it. The news is that the New York Times published it because somebody in the intelligence community had had enough and wanted it out there.
That's right. That's right. The DIA had frankly said this has gone too far, where they were able to manage it before, and just now they're seeing just such a pervasive and deliberate attempt by the Israelis to bug our most sensitive areas, such as the president's motorcade vehicles.